Even Disco Baby by Dear Friend I Can Fly, read by Jax Longcoat, a Disco Elysium fanfic. Content warning, suicide mention. Thought gained, great big lives. Judith Minot. You open the door of the shack to find a very startled patrol officer standing on your doorstep, hand raised as if to knock. Perception, sight. No, wait. She's not here as a patrol officer. She isn't in uniform, or even plain clothes bearing the RCM insignia. Just a simple white shirt and slacks. Composure. She's frozen, at a total loss for what to say now that she's face to face with you. Half-light. She's bracing herself for an onslaught of anger. Empathy. She feels that she deserves it. 1. Say nothing. Just walk calmly past her. 2. Slam the door right in her face. 3. What are you doing here? Come to see if I kicked the bucket yet? 4. Go away. I don't want to talk to you. 5. You came back for me. I knew you would. You guys would never just abandon me. 6. Stare back. Equally lost. 7. Chosen. Hi. Judith Minot. Hi. She swallows hard, eyes flitting from your cold-stung cheeks to your shadowed eyes, and then down to the sleeve of your blazer, where Isabel has done her best to repair the damage from you ripping off the halogen watermark. Her gaze lingers there for a moment, then returns to your eyes. Composure. Strangely, she looks just a little more at ease. Judith Minot. Harry, I... Her voice trails off. She closes her eyes and takes a quiet breath. Do you want me to take you home? 1. You mean back to the precinct? 2. Chosen. You mean back to my place in Jamrock? Judith Minot. She nods. You weren't there when I went to check on you, so I figured you must still be stuck here. Drama. She knew exactly where you would be, sire. It just made her feel less guilty to hope that you had made it back home on your own. Empathy. She came back to try to make things right. 1. Go to hell, Judith. I don't need you or anybody else. 2. Don't worry about me. Unlike back at the precinct, the people here actually care about me. 3. No, I want to stay here. I never want to go back to where I was before. 4. Yes, please, take me home. I don't want to be lost anymore. I want to go home. 5. Chosen. I know I have to go back eventually, but I'm not ready yet. Judith Minot. She nods slowly, her gaze falling to the creaking planks under her feet. Is there anything you want me to bring you then? Something from home? Or anything? Empathy. She wants to do something for you. Whether for your sake or to assuage her guilt, who can say? 1. I don't need anything from you. 2. No, please, don't bring me anything from home. I don't want to see. I don't want to remember. 3. I wouldn't even know what to ask for. I can't remember anything about home at all. 4. Chosen. Thanks, but I'm okay, Jude. Volition. As you say the words, you're surprised to find that you really mean them. You're content and cared for here in Martinez. You get the feeling that it's been a long time since you felt this way. +1 morale. Judith Minot. Okay, she says quietly. I'm glad, Harry. Empathy. She means it, too. Judith Minot. With a pursed smile and a nod, she turns on her heel to leave. Reaction speed. If you leave it at this, She's not going to come back to bother you again. 1. Let her go. 2. Jozen. Hey, I was just about to go fishing. Do you want to come with me?
Judith Minow.
She falters to a stop. Fishing?
You.
Fishing. For tonight's dinner. You could stay and eat with us if you want.
Judith Minow.
For a moment, she hesitates. Her expression is strange as she looks at you, both of you standing upon some kind of threshold.
Empathy?
She's afraid of something, but even she doesn't know what. Some line she's towing, unsure of whether she can bring herself to cross it.
Judith Minow.
And then the moment passes. Judith nods briskly. Sure. There are some things I'd like to talk with you about.
1.
I'd rather not. Fishing is more of a contemplate life in silence kind of pastime.
2.
Chosen. Sure, we can talk.
Judith Minow.
She just nods again, her expression difficult to parse. And then you are walking toward the shore together, side by side, in a way you're certain you must have done before, but never quite like this. Snow crunches softly under the worn work boots a dock worker passed down to you. You adjust the collar of your polar anorak, a precious secret between you and Martinez. And Judith follows in silence, her eyes dark beneath her furrowed brow.
Empathy?
She doesn't know what to make of your unfamiliar shape.
Volition?
That's good. That means you're changing.
Judith Minow?
I resigned. The words come out sudden and ungraceful. She grimaces at herself, pulling her coat more tightly around her shoulders.
Authority?
Resigned? My God, man, what have you done? Not only have you ruined your career, but your subordinates' careers too.
Volition?
Don't be so self-absorbed. Let her tell her own story.
1. Chosen.
From the task force?
2.
From the RCM?
Judith Minow.
She shakes her head slowly. I quit, Harry. I'm not with the RCM anymore.
1.
Oh God, I'm so sorry. This is all my fault.
2.
Good. Fuck the police.
3.
Hell yeah. Unemployment buddies. Hold your hand out for an aces high.
4.
Are you gonna be okay? What about your kids?
5.
Chosen. I don't know what to say.
Judith Minow.
You don't have to say anything. I'm the one who should be apologizing to you. She looks down at her feet as she walks. She's still wearing the same shoes she wore to work every day. I'm sorry for leaving you here.
Pain threshold.
A hard lump rises in your throat. It's hard to breathe around it. It hurts just to think about that day, watching your world turn its back on you.
Volition.
But then a new world opened its arms to you. You survived it.
Empathy.
She was afraid that you wouldn't survive, that she would open that shack door and find your corpse.
1.
Thank you for apologizing. It means a lot.
2.
It's fine. I don't care anymore.
3.
It's okay. It actually kind of ended up being the best thing that ever happened to me.
4.
Keep your apologies. I don't need them.
5.
Chosen. You're not the one who should have to take responsibility.
Judith Minow.
No, that's not why I mean, it is, but not like, oh hell. The former patrol officer pinches the bridge of her nose, letting out a crystalline sigh. It's not just about that, Harry.
Esprit de corps.
No one was going to take responsibility for what was done to you. No one was expected to. She doesn't have the heart to explain this.
Judith Minow.
I didn't do it to take a fall for you or Jean or anything like that. I just... Her eyes are glassy and sunken as she stares out at the sea. Half-light, like those of a corpse. Judith Minot, I think I hate myself, she says flatly. I don't want to be like this anymore. Esprit de corps, looking away as Joseph Mills made yet another joke about the women in their custody. Looking away from hands making exchanges under the table. Looking away with little more than weary sighs and toothless protests. Turning her children's eyes shamefully away from herself and her peers. Looking away from Lieutenant Kitsuragi's anger in the hospital. Looking away from you, bleeding in the cold. Judith Minot, I took responsibility for myself and only myself. That's all. One, that's all anyone can do. Two, it's too late for that, for either of us. Three, chosen. Still, I'm sorry. I know I really made a mess of things. Judith Minot, it's okay, Harry. She smiles awkwardly and reaches out to pat your arm. I know you didn't mean for things to turn out like this. Authority, is that condescension I hear? Esprit de corps, you can't be blamed, she thinks. Not entirely, anyway. You're not well. You need help. One, thanks, Judith. Two, chosen. No, I did mean for this to happen. Judith Minot, her mouth parts in surprise. Excuse me? One, this was all part of the plan. You can't even comprehend the plan. I'm 50 steps ahead of you and everybody else. Everything is totally under control. Two, I'm a jackass who wanted to blow my life to smithereens and get anyone dumb enough to be close to me caught in the crossfire. I may not remember, but I can put two and two together. Three, chosen. I wanted to be left behind to die. That's why I pushed you guys out of Martinez in the first place, isn't it? I wanted to feel miserable and alone enough to finally just kill myself. Judith Minot. Her face twists with grief and discomfort for just a moment. Harry. You. Don't treat me like a child, Jude. The choices I've made are mine, and I can take responsibility for them, too. Or even be okay with them. Judith Minot. Her mouth flattens into a thin line. Her eyes fall back to her boots. Snow dusts her hair, and the shocks of white make her look older. Empathy? It's less of a struggle for her when she thinks of you as hapless. Easier to forgive you. But harder, perhaps, to see you as a peer. She has never realized this before. She does not like herself any better from this perspective, looking in from a newly discovered outside. But she swallows her pride. Judith Minot. You're right, she says quietly. Sorry. You? It's okay. Fishing Village. A more comfortable silence falls over the two of you as you trudge onward toward the shore. Shafts of pale sunlight occasionally pierce through the clouds, glinting off the snow and dazzling your eyes. Esprit de corps. Sunrise, parabellum. Conceptualization. Your great big lives start today. The end.